Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, this is an exciting moment for so many reasons.
So many reasons.
First of all, we're live at Splash. We're getting ready for opening night. Second of all, cousin Nick Friedell is about to join us on the River Islands guest line. That's amazing. But we're also about to unveil, for the first time ever, the Steph Curry, the Town Limited Edition bobblehead that will be given to the first 10,000 fans in attendance at the game on November 24th against the Utah Jazz. But not only that, the reason it's a limited edition, and Nick knows this, is because in the bobble, Steph is wearing the very special the Town uniform with the brown, almost kind of...
It's caramel.
Yeah, it's caramel-inspired uniform that has been getting so much buzz. And as it turns out, Dibs is now wearing that uniform.
Oh, yeah.
You should stand up. You are wearing the shorts, too. Nick, you can see this on YouTube, can you not? He is wearing the entire uniform right now on the tube.
Of course he is, Mark.
Of course he is. That's the best response anybody could add.
Of course he is. Those bobbleheads. I was there the other night for that Jimmy Buddy bobblehead, and the line was out of this world outside Chase. So I know that those things will be flying out of the boxes as soon as the day comes.
Well, I'm going to open this thing up right now because we promised it to our audience. So here it comes, Nick. You will also be among the first to see the limited edition Steph Curry, the Town bobblehead. All right, it just fell over. I got it. All right. Oh, he's got the mouthpiece even. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. There is the Steph Curry limited edition, the Town bobble. I'm going to turn it around slowly as if it's like in the middle of Times Square or
he's
something.
He's still bobbling.
Yeah, he's still, there it is, little bobble.
Yeah.
Little bobble.
Oh,
there
yeah.
there
yeah.
it is. What do you think, Nick?
Any day you get a Steph bobblehead and you get to watch him play is a good day. So I am all about not only that, but Mr. Dibs in the whole uniform. Right. That is pretty special.
Yeah, I'm just a mouthpiece away, Nick, from basically being Steph Curry. And, you know, before the segment, I was doing a little bit of air dribbling. And for a brief moment, I might as well have been the chef out here, other than the height, the athleticism, the jumper, and the multi-millions of dollars.
Yeah, aside from all that, everything else is good.
Pretty much, yeah. 5'8", 6'3". Yeah, we both have three kids. What's the big deal?
Oh, actually, no, Steph's got four now.
Yeah, never mind. And hopefully someday I'll be able to match him. Yeah.
All right, let's talk some basketball, Nick. What do you think? 65 wins, 68 wins. What do you think?
Guys, the only thing, literally the only thing I would be concerned about if I were a Warriors fan is can they stay healthy going into April, period. I'm not worried about wins or losses or whether they hit a certain mark. I am not going to judge this team until we know what they look like going into the second half of the year and if they're healthy enough to get rolling, because
Randy, are we good?
Looks like mine. And what other person is on the trading block? But if they can stay healthy, they're going to be just fine as far as I can see right now. And if they stay healthy and they have Steph looking like the player he looks like, not just last year, but in this preseason, they're going to have a chance. And that's all you can ask for at this stage with this group.
Let's just assume that they don't stay quote-unquote healthy. And I'm thinking about the 2014 Spurs where you had Parker miss 14, Duncan missed 8, Kawhi missed 17, whatever. That's kind of a normal NBA year. Do the Warriors this year have enough depth to be able to sustain some absences of their older core four?
I believe they do, Mr. Dibbs, but it's contingent as always on Steph, because if Steph goes down, everything changes and this team looks dramatically different. If Jimmy were to go down for any stretch, I think the same thing applies, because as deep as this team is, if you lose one of those guys, it's just not going to work the same way. So, yes, this team looks very deep on paper. And yes, I think there's a lot of talent to sustain them for a couple weeks here or there, depending on which guy may or may not be out. But if they lose either one of those guys for a lengthy amount, they're in big trouble. But the caveat there is that's every team in the NBA. You lose your star, you've got big problems. It's just that the stars look a little different here in the Bay, with Steph being Steph and with a healthy Jimmy being the player that he can still be.
Nick Friedell covering the Warriors. He'll join us on 95.7 The Game twice a week, every week here on Willard and Dibbs, and we're looking forward to that, Nick, all year long. Hey, what do you make of this report that Jonathan Kuminga's probably in the starting lineup tonight?
Mark, it makes sense to me in that he has the size, he has the length. Steve Kerr has repeatedly praised the way that Kuminga has played in the preseason. He seems to be doing more of the little things that the Warriors have been hoping that he would do as far as the passing, getting up and down the floor. So I think it makes sense not only because of the matchups against the Lakers, but Kerr said, sometimes you just want to reward a guy for a really strong preseason. Give him some more minutes. Give him a starting spot for a second. Everything changed because Moody is out. It certainly is going to look a little different throughout the first couple months here, because Kerr has said over and over that he wants Al Horford to play about 20 minutes. So whether he starts, comes off the bench, we're going to see. But the Kuminga thing on the surface makes sense. And I think that the Warriors would love to see him take that step that we've all talked about early in the year.
And that step that you're talking about is really going to be, I think, center stage tonight, right? When you talk about guarding Luka Doncic. If he does start and you've got Steph and Jimmy out there, he's going to be a tertiary scorer most likely. But isn't that step more the intangibles, Cousin Nick?
That's exactly what it is. And Mr. Dibbs, I boil it down even more to, Kerr said, running up and down the floor, passing. If he plays defense consistently, there are not going to be any issues with Kuminga. We know he can score. We know he has the athleticism to change the game when he needs to. Can he play defense over and over, night to night, to a point where Kerr and the coaching staff trust him more? If he does that, the Warriors are going to be just fine, because, guys, it ties back to what we talked about at the start. If he does that, then you start thinking, oh, the depth on this team is pretty legit. Or going into the trade deadline, you say, hey, we really like the way Kuminga's playing. Maybe he can get us another piece or two that can help solidify us as we make one more push for that next ring.
Our guy Nick Friedel with The Athletic covering the Warriors with us every week here on 95.7 The Game and getting us ready for the matchup to start this thing off tonight in L.A. against the Lakers. Nick, take us maybe inside this matchup a little bit. I mean, I get what you're saying about things making sense, at least in the temporary, because of the lineup that the Warriors have. How much of this has to do with Luka Doncic? Like, Jonathan Kuminga and how many other Warriors can take a turn at guarding Luka tonight?
The context here, Mark, is that Steve Kerr said, when you don't have LeBron, you don't have to worry about the LeBron rules. And certainly Warriors fans and the organization knows all about that. You've got to just run bodies at him constantly. Everybody gets a different shot to see how they match up against LeBron. But what Kerr was saying yesterday before they got on the flight was a lot of the same stuff as with Luka. You have to make sure that everybody is aware of where he is on the floor. And when you watch the Lakers play without LeBron, especially with Luka having gone through this transformation with his body and losing this weight and seemingly able to move around even better on the floor, you go, oh, okay, well, everybody's going to have to watch where he goes. So to the point about Kuminga, he may get some run there. You don't know how many different people will cycle through. I'm used to, in all these years covering Jimmy Butler, seeing him get the matchup against the best player that every other team has. I'm sure he'll get a few possessions through time. If Moody were healthy, and this ties into the pods part and where Kuminga fits, at least in the short term, Moody would be getting some run against him as well. So everybody's going to get a chance. But when you have a team that is so centrally focused on what one guy can do, and I know Reeves can play, they have some other pieces, but Luka's Luka, and he's one of the best players in the game. I would expect the Warriors to do everything they can to at least slow him down and force somebody else to beat him.
And what are some of those other pieces, Nick, outside of Austin Reeves you mentioned? I know Jared Vanderbilt and Rui Hachimura can be a threat, but athletically, who else do the Warriors have to contend with defensively especially?
Well, Mr. Dibbs, that's exactly why I would think the Warriors should win this game, because you just mentioned a few of the guys. There's nobody that, like, strikes fear in your heart. I mean, this is the opener. Everybody's going to get some minutes. Kerr mentioned guys also yesterday. Ideally, he'd like to go about 11 deep, or at least he thinks he can to this point. There's enough trust where you think, oh, okay, like maybe this works. What I'm curious about is he has mentioned repeatedly how much Will Richard has impressed not only the coaching staff but some of his teammates. Does he get a couple seconds out there early on, especially as an athletic wing guy who can defend in different places? We're going to see. But Dibs, specifically to the Lakers, they don't scare me. I mean, if you put LeBron out there, sure. But if you're the Lakers, I would think that you are just racing up and down the floor. You want this to be a track meet early on. You want Luka to get rolling early and find his rhythm. But when you look at this game tonight on paper, you would just figure that the Warriors are a little bit better top to bottom.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, and coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios today on Willard and Dibbs. We're live from Splash at Thrive City, and it's presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. Speaking of imagine that, let's imagine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
In the age 37 season for Steph Curry. Nick, like what are we really realistically supposed to expect here? Just same old thing? Another year of greatness from Steph?
100%. I don't have any question mark that if he is healthy, he's going to be the same old Steph. When you watch the way he puts in his work, you see a player who still wants to be not just the best player on his team, but wants to be one of the greats in the game this year. And I'll give you a quick example. We were at USC last week while they were here on their first preseason trip. Everybody comes down the stairs in the Galen Center, and they start to walk out towards the buses, and everybody in LA has people they know or people that they can go get a lunch with or somebody they're trying to see. What does Steph Curry do? Instead of going right out the door to the buses, Steph goes left into the USC weight room, and he gets another hour workout as part of his daily regimen. He, as in my experience as a journalist covering the league, he's as regimented a player as I've ever seen. There is a reason, guys, that he has been able to withstand this level for so long. And of course, look, we're still in like the third week of October. Can that sustain itself for 6 months? We're going to find out. But Mark, if we were betting on, does Steph look about the same or does he take a step back this year? Give me the money on Steph being at that same high level every day as we start the new year.
Can you say the same thing about Draymond, who's a year and change younger and a guy who also goes out there and puts in the work? What's the sustainability for Draymond considering the wear and tear, but also realizing that he may not have to play the five as much this year with Al and Quentin in the fold?
I don't think there's any question, Ms. Dibbs, that Draymond certainly didn't come into the shape of camp that Steph did, but that's why there's only one Steph. What I would tell you about Draymond is, in listening to him, in watching him on the floor, especially in the brief doses that we've seen with Horford, I think Draymond feels like he has a new lease on his basketball life, because he'll do whatever he needs to do. As he said, he trusts Kerr. He knows that Kerr has helped him win plenty of rings. He'll do whatever the team needs. But if he isn't down there on the blocks playing five every night, that takes a huge burden off him. So I think that he is going to feel reborn moving around the floor a little bit, because he doesn't have to cover so much and he doesn't have to work around the big bodies every single night whenever Horford is out there. Now, can he sustain that again through the months? Well, we're going to find out. But I'd say this, having been around Draymond at these various stops in my own career, when Draymond knows there's a legit chance to win, his level night to night is just completely different a lot of the time. He knows as we start this year that they have a legit chance to win. People might hear that and say, oh, come on, these Warriors, all these old guys. It doesn't matter what people think on the outside. They believe they have a legit chance. And when you have a motivated Draymond Green, you have the best player that the Warriors can have in the fold.
We're hanging out with Nick Friedell, with The Athletic, covering the Warriors as we are only hours away from the Warrior-Laker game. And, in fact, the NBA season is starting right now with the Thunder and the Houston Rockets getting started. So we made it. We're here. We're also live on YouTube out at Splash. We have unveiled the all-new limited edition Steph Curry The Town bobblehead that will be given away on November 24th at the game. So you can get on YouTube right now and see that, and also see Dibs wearing the actual uniform. It is not his size, which makes it even better and even funnier to look at. But you can check all that out at YouTube right now. And Nick, you can help us kind of get a conversation started that I think we're going to do with our listeners after we're done hanging out with you. And it's this: if I take away the obvious stuff, like if I take away Steph and Jimmy and Draymond, and I think about the fact that in 2022, the Warriors don't win that title unless Jordan Poole has kind of a surprisingly good season. Who's that player this year? If I take away the big three, who's the most important Warrior who needs to have a great year?
Mark, this answer is very, very simple to me. It's Pot. Kerr could not have been clearer in his praise that Pods is a connector for the rest of the group on the floor. Steph said it the other day, Draymond as well. They're not looking for Pods to go out there and score 20 or 30 every night. They're looking for him to set everybody else up and kind of fill in the gaps. If that means that the stars are on the floor, he can come in and hit some shots, play some defense, find his way. If that means they're not on the floor, and let me repeat to everybody what you guys say every day, there are plenty of times this year when those guys aren't going to be on the floor, the Stephs and the Jimmys and the Draymonds. Pods is going to have to step up his own game. He knows it. He's looking forward to that challenge. But if you're looking for the person that needs to take the step the most in order for the Warriors to have that kind of success, it's absolutely Pods. And I would also tell you, as somebody that flatly didn't believe that Andrew Wiggins could take another step in a new culture, I was wrong completely. Andrew Wiggins was the second best player in that title run during that stretch. So when you have Jimmy, that should allay any concerns of who the number two is going to be. Count me in the group that still believes when Jimmy's good to go, he's as good as damn near anybody there is. The point is, you need somebody to kind of come out of the weeds a little bit and go, hey, I'm here. And I can really help. And to me, as we start this year, that guy is Pods.
If we put aside injury as a possible downfall for this older Golden State Warrior team, when you look at the West overall, where would you slot these guys, Nick?
I'd put them three right now, Dibs, assuming that they can get through relatively healthy. I think OKC is clearly number one to me. Denver's number two because of Jokic. I just think people don't understand how awesome that dude is night to night. On top of the fact that I think Denver really re-upped what they needed on that roster. You look at a guy like Cam Johnson, I think he's going to help them. If you fill out the roster correctly around a player of Jokic's caliber, anything is possible. It all boils down to getting everybody to the same place when the playoffs start. I think that OKC is probably going to win another title. That's where I would put my money as we start today, a new year. The Warriors have a chance, though. And people that don't like the Warriors and don't believe, and I say this as somebody who didn't think they had a shot in hell to win another title a few years ago, and they won that bonus title, and it was like, oh, okay, we see what this can be. I absolutely believe that that is possible this year. There are just a lot of different reasons why it may not work. We know about the age. We know about health. But if they can get all those things figured out, they have the top-tier talent that any great team needs to have. And if Steph is Steph, like we've been saying, they're going to be right there.
Nick, you've got them ahead of Houston, huh?
I don't buy Houston in the biggest games yet, Mark. And we started to see that a little bit last year, and certainly you had Kevin, and I know people are ready to kind of write him off sometimes as that top-level guy. I am not. I think Kevin, when he's on, is still awesome. And I know how much respect he generates still within the league. But I like this Warriors team. I like the depth. I love the Horford signing. Again, if we keep going back, that's the biggest word there is. If Horford is still Horford, and all these guys keep saying that he is the same player when he's out there, well, then he fills a huge need for them, and he's going to fit into the framework of this room. But to me, yeah, if all things are being equal, the Van Vliet injury really hurt Houston. I don't know if they're going to be able to mesh that quickly, and I don't know who else is going to be able to help Kevin that same way night after night. Şengün is a hell of a player. Can he get his game up a little bit more? We'll see. But I know that nobody is Steph. And I think the reason I still think that shot is within is because I'm watching the work he's putting in every day. I'm listening to everybody else around him, and I'm saying Steph is still Steph, and there's no reason to believe otherwise yet.
We're so excited to have you on every week, Nick, and we have an assignment for you tonight if you're up for it. Well, this is a big game. This is a big game because a lot of these fans that are going to be in that building tonight are also Dodger fans, and they need to be knocked down a peg.
Oh, boy.
We've had it, and so we're going to need to swagger in there and tell a few people a few things, and you're on the scene, so you're the man for the job.
Oh, my. Well, I mean, you know, the biggest Warrior Dodger fan of all is Steve Kerr himself. So you guys can tell him that in a few days when he reappears.
We've sort of repressed that thought. We don't go there. Do you know what I mean? You know, like on Thanksgiving when you got families that have a Republican and then a Democrat, they're just like, let's just talk about turkey. Like, that's how we handle Steve Kerr, Nick.
I don't blame you, Mark, but I would tell you that any team that has Shohei, much like I'm sitting here saying Steph is still Steph, Shohei is just a completely different dude. So best of luck to Toronto. I know people don't like the Dodgers in the Bay. I understand, but there has to be a respect for greatness. And what everybody's watching with that dude is next level stuff.
Like I said, we don't want to talk about it, Nick, but thank you very much for coming on, and we'll do it again next week.
Guys, I want you to know how much I enjoy being with you, and I look forward to this season.
Can't wait. Right. Can't on, wait. Nick. All right, there's our guy. That's Nick Friedell with The Athletic covering the Dubs. We're sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on those Dubs with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 0 bubbles. So it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Yeah. Why don't we load up a bunch of Warrior fans right now and let's start talking ball as we move toward this game that is only a couple plus hours away. 888-957-9570. If we remove the big three, for you, who's the most important Warrior this year? 888-957-9570. We will take your phone calls right now live at Splash. This is Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, It has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.